Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Good morning, everyone. What time is it? Just checking. This time is wrong, by the way. Don't go by this time. It's daylight savings time, so we know some of us are... We lost an hour, but we're going to gain so much more, so don't worry. Today, we have one of the most famous parables in the Bible. One of the most famous stories in the Bible. And people actually who don't know the Bible know this story. That's how famous it is. Of course, it's the story of the lost son, as you know. Question for you guys. You know I like questions, just to make sure you're awake, make sure you're alert. Question for you. Who is running in this story? Okay? Who is running, and where is he running to? Who's got an answer?
The older son.
Older son is running. Running where?
Away.
Okay. Did you say something?
The father
is running which way? To the son. Okay, give me some more running. I heard the prodigal son something. He's running away from the father. Is that what you said? Okay, good job. Very good. So you got the son running away from the father. You got the elder son running also. Anybody else running? Anybody? Anyone? Father's running to the son. Very good. Okay, so let's start from the very beginning of the story. Good job, guys. Very beginning of the story, it's actually, like you said, the son said, I want to take my inheritance, and he's running away from the father. Okay, remember the younger son. He's running which way? Away from the father. And in that moment, you can't see it. It's not written in the Bible. But what did the father do? At that moment. You can't see it because it's not written. But what would you imagine? If your son is taking his inheritance and going away, what do you think the father did? Did he say, hey, good luck? What do you think he did? He probably at that moment was crying. He said, son, please, stay. Please, don't go. And he was probably running to his son at that moment. At that moment. It's not written clearly. But just think about the story. The son says, I want to take my inheritance and run. And the father's like, no, please, please stay with me. Right? And he was running to his son at that moment. Right? What happens next? Like you said, after some time, the son messed up his life away from the father, realized, and then you know this story very well. I'm not going to teach you the story. He turned around and ran to the father. Before I get to the last one, I want to just kind of stop for a second about all this running. There's a lot of running going on today. Running this way, running this way, running this way. And we say, okay, what does it have to do with us, all this running? So to be honest with you, I want you to examine for a second your own life like I do. Is we're running from something or running towards something? Every one of us. Every one of us has something or someone we're running from or running towards. But we're always running. We could be running towards a dream. We could be running towards our career, our future. We could be running towards God, hopefully. We could be running away from God. For some reason, we're upset with God. We could be running away or stagnant towards our life with God. We could be running towards approval from others. We could be running in a naughty way. We could be running so many different ways. But here's what the lost son realized. Here's the most important thing I want to tell you. If he is running without the father, he is lost. If he's running without the father, he is lost. That's why it's called the lost son. We are lost without God. There's a nice author by Henry Nouwen. I don't know if you read any of his books. He wrote something very nice. He said, I am the lost son. Every time I search for unconditional love where it cannot be found. Let me say that again. I am the lost son. You are the lost son. Every time you search for unconditional love where it cannot be found. That's why I was saying in the beginning, we're always running, searching, looking, God, or not to God. And we're always running. Like, think about it. Like, isn't your mind always running? Isn't your efforts always running towards something? You dream about this, you want this, you need this. We're always running. Those of you in school are running towards all the schoolwork you got to do. And sometimes we run towards pleasing someone or making someone happy. But I'm lost, and you're lost, if we're searching for unconditional love where it can't be found. So let's try to focus on running towards Him, talking to Him, relying on Him, crying out to Him. Get your running shoes on, because we need to run, but run in a different way. You know how much I love the psalm before the gospel? You know what's ignored the most? We always read the gospel, and the psalm right before it gets ignored. But that psalm right before it is the key to the gospel. Let's turn together. I want you to show you something today that I really love. It's from Psalm 79. Let's open up our Bibles really quick here. This is so important because it talks about running as well. Psalm 79, verse 8 and 9. Psalm 79, verse 8 and 9. Listen to this. Oh, do not remember former iniquities against us. Let your tender mercies come speedily to meet us, for we have been brought very low. Help us, O God, of our salvation for the glory of your name, and deliver us and provide atonement for our sins for your name's sake. Do you know what this part is in the story of the lost son? Who can tell me? Who's smart here? Let your tender mercies come speedily to meet us. What part of the story is this in the lost son? It's when what?
Father ran to the son.
The father ran to the son. Very good. Let your tender mercies, Father, come speedily. Speedily. What speedily mean? Running. Am I running here today or are you guys sleeping? Running. Let your tender mercies come speedily to meet us because we are low. We are down. We're hurting, God. Come run to me. Meet me. Bring your mercies to me. This psalm is the precursor for the gospel today. And that's what I want to focus the rest of the time on. I want you and me to pray this prayer in liturgy today and even this week. God, let your tender mercies come speedily to meet me. This is the story of the lost son. He was low, he was broken, he was down, but there was someone coming running for him. Some of us can relate to the lost son because we're not really close to God right now. Let me be honest, in the church, there's always different kinds of people, and I'm not trying to say anything bad, but I remember coming to church from time to time when I was a youth, no idea who God was. No idea who God was. Some of us are like that, really lost and ready to come back. Some of us have been in the church for many, many, many years, but still far away from God. I hate to tell you that. I hate to say that. Some of us have been in the same spot for years with God and have gone dry and stale in our life. I'm not trying to say that you're far from God. I'm just saying that this is a season to pray and say, God, awaken me. Come to me. Come speedily to me. Run to me like you ran to the lost son. Run to me. I need you too, God. I need you too. I have some broken areas of my life. I have some hurting areas of my life. I have some sinful areas of my life. I need you, Lord. Please let your mercies, your tender mercies come speedily to me. We're all in a certain condition. Now, if you turn to Luke 15:20, this is what I was talking about. Luke 15:20 is exactly the psalm. Luke 15:20 says, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Well, let me read that again. Luke 15:20. Let's turn there together. When he was still a great way off, his father saw him. What did he do when he saw him? What did he do next after he saw him, the father? What did he do? He ran to him and he had compassion on him and fell on his neck and kissed him. Let me be honest, guys. If your son or your daughter took all the money from your house and left you, and they're coming back, what are you ready to do to them? Right? What are you ready to do? When I was young, don't tell anybody, my parents had the ship. Let me tell you what the ship is. The ship is like the slipper. If we did something wrong and we came home, that ship came off quickly. You guys know what I'm talking about? You guys have the ship too, right? Ship is just a slipper, okay? So that's what the father should have done. Should have gave him the ship. But he didn't. He was a great way off. He saw his son who made a big mistake, huge mistake. And he ran to him and kissed him. He ran to his son and had mercy on him. He ran to his condition and loved him and carried him and didn't talk about, he didn't talk about the mistake. What? That's to prove to you guys, God is not here just to punish you. God is here to love you and to forgive you and to forgive me. He's running with his tender mercies. Guys, if you didn't notice the words in the Bible today, the Psalm says tender mercies, the Gospel says compassion. That's our God. That's the one who's running to us. He's not running to hurt us. He's running to save us. So my question to you now is, what does that spark in you? What does that change in you? What does that do to you? Brothers, sisters, family, we're family. I don't want you to keep God in the back burner anymore. I don't want you to keep God on the side, like a side thing that's just, if I have time. Bring him to the front and tell him, let your tender mercies come speedily to me. Today in liturgy, pray that prayer. Come speedily to me. God, I need you. With all my sins and iniquities, my darkness, the way I speak to my parents, the way I hurt my brother and sister, the way I'm not honest. Last night we were talking in our life group at LCC is about integrity. Like we say something, but we do something different. The Christians are known to be like saying one thing and doing something else. It doesn't match. Say, God, can your mercies come to me and make me to be like you and make me to be a man of integrity or a woman of integrity? We're in that condition, guys. We're in the season like halfway of Great Lent. Something has to trigger in us. God, who is loving and merciful and compassionate, me, who is sinful and weak, and he's saying, I don't care about that. I just want you. I don't care about what you did. I just want you. I want to care for you. That, to me, should trigger something in you and me. Something should be triggered today in liturgy. God, why are you doing all that for me? Why are you forgiving me? Why, at the end of the story, what did he do at the end of the story? God put a robe on him, a ring on him. He put sandals on his feet. He clothed him with the new clothes. God wants to put new clothes on us, new life for us. This is what he wants. But the thing is, are we ready to accept it? Are we ready to ask for it? Let your tender mercies come speedily to me. Whoever thought that Jesus was here to punish you, that's not his goal. You know what his goal is? He is running to love the sin away from you. Let me say that again. He is running towards you to run the sin away from us. To love the sin away from us. That's what it is. Like, he's not going to say, why did you do that? And why did you do that? There's no shit in the story. But what he's going to do is this. He's going to love us and forgive us and love us and forgive us and hold us and carry us and put new robes and new rings and new sandals until we say, wow, that's too much. That's amazing. Until it triggers something inside. And you know what I'm talking about. Those of you who follow God, really. Those of you who came back from the dead. Those, the story says the dead became found. That story is your story, my story. You know it. Those who realize that life without God is hell. Life without God is empty. And you realize one day, God, I can't live without you. Today I want everyone to pray that prayer. God, I need you. Let your tender mercies come speedily to me. And just a side note, this is just a side note before I finish. No, my time is finished. There's a side note. I want to say something to everyone here. If you ever count a family member or friend to be no hope and he's too lost, then you forgot the Bible today. This story today should explain to you and to me the truth that the most lost person that you know, The most person who is away from God that you know. The most person who is a troublemaker that you know. The most person who's causing the most problems that you know has a great chance to return. Because the Father won't let him be away. The Father won't let it happen to that person. If that person is you, then I'm talking to you. If that person is someone you know, then just remember, don't give up on that person. The whole Bible is full of people who returned. Saints, full of saints who returned. But at the end of the day, just one thing I need you to do. And I always ask you to do this in liturgy. I don't want liturgy to be a waste of time for you. I want liturgy to be a prayer. We pray today in front of this altar, every one of you and me, let your tender mercies come speedily to me. You know what you're praying for? Let the mercy and compassion come to my heart, to my mind. Purify this, clean this, change this. The words I say, God, are not so edifying to people. They're hurting people. Change that. Let your tender mercies come speedily to me. All of what I've done against you, God, run to me, Lord. Put a new robe on me. Put a new ring on me. Put new sandals on my feet. Let's pray honestly, genuinely that today in liturgy. Let's pray for one another, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.